Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And what we're talking about this morning is LSU coach Brian Kelly. Is he as advertised? Has LSU made a good investment? Are they getting a good return? And something else is he a likable person? Do the LSU fans like him? There's a lot of circulation out there that he's just not a likable person. He doesn't fit in well with the LSU crowd. What do you think? Here's what some of our listeners are saying. This one says, Nick Saban is very unlikable. I know from experience, yet I would have him back in a heartbeat. I think I have to agree with that. Another says Brian Kelly's highest paid state employee. We expect him to perform. Another says, I think he's fine, neither here nor there. And yet another, as long as the players like and listen to him, that's all should matter. Another says, he's not likable because he's not from down south. He has that northern attitude and not the southern hospitality. I'm not quite sure what that northern attitude is. I'm sure there's a lot of fine people who are from the north and very likable. Let's talk to Glenn Gilbo, who is the editor of Tiger Rag Magazine in Baton Rouge. He's also the author of a very good read. It is called Everything Matters in Baseball, the Skip Berkman Story. But most importantly, he is an alumnus from the old Airline Park Playground neighborhood. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
That's right, Airline Park. Before Mike, it was named Mike Miley. Airline Park.
Absolutely. The home of Chick Kaplan and gang. Glenn, what do you think? Brian Kelly, first of all, is he a likable guy in your opinion, and does that matter? And do fans find him unlikable?
LSU fans are extremely fickle, and fan is short for fanatic. So I don't really go with what they think most of the time. But I would say he's not, like, overly popular amid the fan base like Coach Orgeron was and Les Miles was. You know, those guys were really popular, particularly until the later days for Les Miles. And Coach O was very popular. But the thing about Kelly is after I've started covering him regularly, he is likable, more so than seeing him from afar when he was at Notre Dame. But I look at things from a media perspective, and he answers questions. He's smart. He's well-spoken. So, and he's funny, and he's more candid than most coaches. So I like him from that perspective. But you know, what we're talking about, it really doesn't matter. Because if he wins, it blows all that away. Because like you said earlier, Nick was not, ingratiating with the fans, but then he started winning, and he sure was.
So I guess the best of all worlds is to get a Coach Orgeron, who's got an excellent winning record.
Well, not his last 2 years.
No, but if he had, that would be the ideal candidate for an LSU coaching job. But it's a tough spot. I mean, LSU fans want you to buy into the whole Louisiana thing. At the same time, they want you to be a big winner. And given the investment that LSU has made in Brian Kelly, it sounds like you're pretty impressed with him as a coach. You think he's living up to it?
Well, no. I was just saying how he is for me to do my job. I think he's interesting, but no, he's underperformed as a coach based on his salary. He got a national championship salary, and the expectation was that he would either win one or contend for one, and he hasn't yet. He has a chance to make the playoffs this year, but it's looking like it's going to be tough to do that. And Ellis, he hasn't come close to the playoffs since he's been there. So from a salary and contract place, he's been disappointing.
You know, I've got another listener that says that Kelly's attitude has caused him to lose some key recruits. Have you found that might have cost him some key recruits because of a perceived attitude, maybe, if not a realistic one?
Well, I don't know what caller means by attitude, but I will say this. The bottom line is he's not as good a recruiter as Coach Orgeron, Coach Miles, and Coach Saban. Those guys regularly had top 10, top 5 recruiting classes, and Saban regularly had top 2 or 3 recruiting classes. Kelly has been around 10 or 12, you know, 15 as a recruiter. So I think that's one thing lacking. As far as on the field, I think he's pretty good. And you know, he did really well in the portal this year after the school finally caught up and realized you had to get into that game. But he is not the recruiter that the previous LSU coaches were.
You mentioned he's a very candid, maybe the most candid coach we've had, if not forever, in a long, long time. And I got to agree with you. When he explains things in his press conference, it's just going, yeah, well, that makes sense. You know, and he's very honest about it.
Yeah. And you know, Coach O was really honest, too, but he didn't explain things as well as Coach Kelly. And Saban was a good explainer, too. And you know, is candid. I mean, he volunteered the Nussmeier injury a few weeks ago. He volunteered the ankle injury this past week, which was obvious, though. But still, he's more open about injuries than, say, Sean Payton was, right? Or Les Miles was. And he'll lay it on the line. You know, he said Nussmeier blew that interception at the goal line. He didn't see the safety. You know, and I like hearing that, especially since these players are making millions of dollars now. You know, you can't just say, oh, he's a kid. You know, you can't do that anymore. So, and he said he's been critical of Chris Hilton, too, who keeps dropping passes. So that part reminds me of Saban.
Yeah. Well, you know, he shouldn't take the blame for poor execution, and he's certainly not doing
that. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That. Well, Glenn, before you go, anything you want to wrap up on with Kelly? There's some rumors starting to circulate that he may be looking to leave here with some openings popping up. Any truth to that, or is that just fake news out there?
I don't believe that. Before he can leave, somebody's got to be interested in him, and I don't see that right now because he's not a hot coach right now, as we said, and Penn State has several player coaches they're looking at, and Kelly's name is not there. His name was really not at Michigan a couple of years ago either. But no, I don't think he's looking to leave. I think he's trying to win so he can stay. It's what he's doing.
Absolutely. Well, Glenn, thank you for joining us this morning and opining on Coach Brian Kelly. I think it's a fascinating topic when you get into the uniqueness of the LSU fan and, you know, whether they want someone that buys in or they really don't care if, as long as he's winning. But, you know, they say that a strong winning record cures all evils, that's for sure. And I think that's pretty much the case with LSU.
Yeah, and you look at the best coaches in LSU history in all sports, and none of them are from Louisiana. Nick Saban, Paul Dietzel, Skip Bertman, you know, Jay Johnson. None of those guys are from Louisiana. Dale Brown. So that's something to remember.
You know, another thing about LSU fans is, boy, they sure resent when the rug's pulled out. When a guy leaves and takes a better offer, You know, I mean, they would take a better offer in a heartbeat in their particular job. But if you're an LSU coach and we've invested in you, you can't leave. You know, we'll call you Satan if you do that. And that goes all the way back. I can remember Paul Dietzel. Oh, they hated Paul Dietzel when he left.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if they, like, took a lateral move or something. But Paul Dietzel went to Army, which at the time was the job, especially in Dietzel's mind, being a World War II veteran. And then Nick Saban went to the NFL. I mean, that's America. You know, that's
a
mobile America.
And he has admitted lately that that was the biggest mistake in his career, was leaving LSU going to the pros. Yeah.
He and said that in the Skip Hartman book. He did. But it was an itch he had to scratch. He had to try it before he could come to that decision. So, unfortunately, he was at LSU at the time.
Right. Glenn, always great to talk with you, my friend. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
All right, Glenn Gilbo. When we come back after this break, we're going to be joined by Mike Dettillier, host of WWL Sports Talk, and see what he thinks about Coach Brian Kelly. Is he likable? Is he giving LSU what they expected in employing him at a pretty huge salary and also a great buyout clause, $53 million to leave. What about that? All right, we're back with him and also your comments on our Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Don Dubuque filling in for Newell Norman, the sheriff, today on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.